today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Well, everybody was airborne briefly in the vessel. Hey, everybody. It is Patrick, and it is Thursday morning, first day of Suburbs Fest, and since last we talked, we have a lot to tell you. We pulled in to a lovely Airbnb in, well, we weren't quite in Dayton, Bill. Where were we? We were just on the edge of Dayton?
Vidalia, Ohio.
I don't know if that's like the Onion, but no. And went to Warped Wing, which is a mouthful to say, brewing company.
Back up a second. Our house was right next to a Domino's, so if we were hungry in the middle of the night, we could just walk over there.
Huge advantage. Huge. Like, I went and got a Domino's in the middle of the night, but I didn't tell y'all.
And Julie speaks, and Mike speak the truth, it literally was next door. And they had a drive-through. But so very convenient, very comfortable. And went to Warped Wing Brewing, had dinner and some nice beer. Really, but that was a place, Mike, that you and Julie had visited previously, right?
Yeah, on our last trip to Kansas, we stopped in there and had, you know, it's my job to always find a brewery at every stop along the way. So that was our...
I don't know how that happens.
I loved it. I thought it was great. And brought home a six-pack and had a really nice dinner. I thought the smoked chicken wings were excellent. And then went back to the place where I thought Mike Wagner, the living room, the combination of the living room and Mike's 12-string Taylor guitar sounded really nice.
It was a lovely room. Yeah. Nice, good echo, right? We were talking about this last night. Really good. I was like, I would like to record in there.
Yeah.
And was lucky enough to hear Mike and Mike run through some songs that will hopefully be played at the open mic on Friday night, night two of the fest.
They will bring you to tears.
Absolutely. I was mesmerized.
So beautiful.
As a matter of fact, this morning I was talking to Bill Mulligan, and he was drifting off as the rehearsal was going on. He went up a little early, and he said, I heard you guys kicked into Don't Go Back to Rockville, and he said, it's kind of like a Mike Wagner song now. It's not R.E.M. so much anymore.
No. It's an R.E.M. song.
I like that comment a lot. And
it's a very nice sentiment.
Yes, we will be very much looking forward to that set, that performance on Friday evening at Suburbs Fest 2024. So we're on the way. We're heading out. Are we on 70 West? Is that correct? 70 West. Headed toward Rockford.
TA 116.
Beautiful, beautiful. And weather, hot. Everywhere. That's right.
I don't see, well, there are some clouds, but it just looks like that, like you can feel the heat.
Yeah, dog days of summer.
Yes. Yes.
And interestingly, today is the first day of summer.
There you go.
So all comes together nicely. We will report back. We'll get our brains revved up, woken up, and come up with a couple top five ideas for you, too, as we get closer to Suburbs Fest 2024. The vessel's feeling good, nice and cool. We got no heat worries when we're inside the vessel, and we are cruising toward Rockford, Illinois for Suburbs Fest 2024. We will report back. I've made it into Indiana, folks. Where it all comes together, the heart of Indiana. Although we were very disappointed in their welcome sign. It was very small.
Yeah, disappointing.
Yeah.
Do better, Indiana.
Come on, Indiana. Pick it up.
Actually, I didn't see a welcome. I saw a goodbye sign.
It was so small, you missed it.
Indiana, don't let us kick your ass on the door. I should close the door on the way out.
We are preparing our first top five of the day, and we will report back to you. With it.
Suggestions. Listeners, you can send those in as well for our top five.
Yes.
You have to give them a phone number.
That's right.
You have a phone number.
Give us a call if you have any ideas for those top fives at 612-440.
1984.
Hey, everybody. Patrick here. We are cruising on our way to Suburbs Fest 2024, burning down the highway in Indiana. And there are a lot of tires, shredded tires on the road, but we're avoiding them at the moment. Yeah, I've noticed that, a ton of them. Yeah, it's been a bumpy ride, but we mean that literally. But we're here with you to do another top five. Top five all time. Thank Mike Snyder. Mike Wagner, sorry for coming up with the idea yesterday at a parking lot of a 7-Eleven, I will note. 7-Eleven always, that's right, we were banking, but it always gives you good ideas. And Julie came up with a good one. Top five, we're each going to pick a band that we would like to sit in with or be a part of in some way. And Julie, why don't you kick us off since you came up with this idea?
All right. I've been thinking about this a long time, and I would like to be a girlfriend with the Beatles, and I would like to sit on the opposite side of Yoko. So I would be the yin-yang of Yoko.
I love it. I love it. Would you be Ringo's girlfriend?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it would... Well, if I could get Yoko out of the picture, I would like to be with John. I think that's my pick.
It was a Beatles-Stones double bill you saw last week, and not just the Stones. They're still together. Julie changes history. I love it. Beautiful. All right. Navigator Bill Mulligan, let's go to you. What band would you be a part of?
Well, with me, it's more of a scene than a band. Okay. London in the mid-70s. So Elvis Costello and the Attractions or Rockpile. Actually, probably the best thing for me would just be an office boy in Stiff Records.
That's perfect. he's the errand boy at Stiff Records. He gets to do all the errands. I love that. That's fantastic. All right, Mike Wagner, let's go to you in the back. What group would you be a part of?
I decided I would be the extra guitar player on REM's Green Tour. Peter Holzapfel had the job for that tour. And so all I got to do is bump off Peter Holzapfel. And so, Peter, if you're out there, sorry. Who is touring? He's touring with the DBs right now, is what I think. That's what I thought I heard. So, you know, Rickenbackers, 12 strings.
Yep.
There we go. So that's the one for me.
I think you'd be the man for the job. I think Mike would do a wonderful job at that.
It'd be excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Now, here's the one I would choose. I would like Bill to go back in time a little bit, like Julie, and I would join. I would want to be in the Doors.
Hang on.
Hold on.
We just hit some turbulence.
We just hit some turbulence.
Seatbelts. Turned on the seatbelt sign. Please return to your seats. And
as soon as I said the Doors, everything went crazy. The whole car started shaking. Okay, Mike Snyder. Driver, literally taking us through the rough roads of Indiana. What project would you be a part of?
I want to be part of Bob Dylan's band, his touring band, current touring band. So when Bob doesn't want to sing, I will reinterpret his songs for him, give him a break so he can just dance. You know, he does a little jig now when you see him. So he could just go do the jig and I'll do some singing for him.
You could also, you know, a lot of his, when he's singing, I don't understand what he's saying because it's a lot of near and near, near and my near. And you could be the one that's actually singing the words. I think that would work.
Clearly enunciating all the Dylan songs. That'd be great.
The Dylan interpreter.
That's right. And there's plenty of work with that because Dylan's on a never-ending tour. So there's lots to do.
Yes.
We will hopefully not bounce off the road in Indiana and be back to give you, I know, some more updates in a while. Everybody was airborne briefly in the vessel.
Just like that plane, you know, with the severe
luckily
turbulence.
It's a vessel that can handle air, water, and ground.
That's right. Hey, everybody. We made a stop here at the Speedway for the gasoline bathrooms. Live bait and people watching. That's right. We have a couple issues beverage-wise to support, to report. Starting with a epic fail at the trash can right there.
Epic. Had a full glass of something and tossed it.
Got his big gulp tossed it across the... the sidewalk to go for the trash can. Totally missed it. Big gulp goes everywhere.
It.
Complete catastrophe.
Yeah.
Epic fail.
Then Mike's water bottle decided to escape across the parking lot, rolling toward another consumer.
Fortunately, wrestled down by a bystander.
Yeah.
So it was salvaged.
Good Samaritan.
Yeah. We're in basketball company country, so the guy took care of my turnover really quickly and got us back in the game.
And Julie finally would like to ward you off the following drink.
If you ever think you're going to try a Starbucks pineapple passion fruit coconut milk paradise drink, I would advise against it. Another epic fail.
The taste you described as
swamp.
Green swamp.
And a little dank.
Oh, I might like that.
A dank swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, not something you want in a paradise named drink.
It's paradise with this.
Okay.
Let's hope our beverage fortunes improve as we head toward Suburbs Fest 2024. Wanted to check in, everyone, and let you know we didn't take the exit to Kokomo, Indiana, but we did note it.
We were thinking it's a trap, right? We didn't fall for it, so.
Safe and sound, continuing forward.
And, Bill, you were just saying, why in the hell were the Beach Boys singing about Indiana?
Yeah, that's one of life's great mysteries.
I'd much rather go to Aruba or Jamaica.
Yeah.
And now we've done it to ourselves. It's all going to be in our head for the next hour.
Now it's in yours.
We'll report back. Hey, everybody. An update. We just enshrined or coined our first word of the Suburbs Fest 2024. It is...
dank.
We will be checking back in with you guys in a minute. We can report that the roads in the southerner part of Indiana were in terrible shape around Indianapolis and things. But as we get north, although they still have the orange cones out, the roads are much improved. The company who's manufacturing orange cones is really well.
Big business in Indiana for the orange.
Big, big business.
We need enough to cover the entire state. Just to sit there. We will report back to you guys with another top five as we get closer and closer to Rockford, Illinois. Hey, everybody. Big update. We just stopped off at Fair Oaks Farms, a.k.a. Cheese World, here in Illinois. Are we in Indiana? Sorry, we're still in Indiana, heading toward Illinois. A lovely place. Sprawling. We were in the Calfe, home to our famous grilled cheese.
It's a whole complex.
It's an entire complex featuring the Dairy Adventure, where you can learn about the sustainability of farming, cow nutrition.
Mooville.
Give it to me. This probably looks like my favorite, the Pig Adventure. Conquer the ropes course and let your imagination out of the pen in our treehouse. What? I thought it was pigs.
Not to be confused with Pigs Mind Brewery.
That's right. Very different. We have an entire brochure. Catch your tour to the pig farm to learn about the past and future of pig farming, the crop adventure, and, of course, finish your day at the farmhouse restaurant. Julie, I saw you with some ice cream. What flavor did you get?
I got butter pecan. It was a close tie between cookies and cream and butter pecan.
How was it?
It was excellent. Excellent.
Bill, you went with the cookies and cream, I believe.
Yes, and I think Julie would have been just as happy with that. It was also a very good eat.
Not our first visit to Fair Oaks Farm.
No, that is correct. We were there 2 years ago when we were in Chicago.
That's right.
Mike, how was the cookies? You sort of went for the Mookie, a Chipwich.
Yeah, it was like supposedly an ice cream sandwich. It was very good. I went with chocolate. I'm pretty much chocolate everything. And primarily, I would stop for iced tea, and they do make their own iced tea, so it's very good. So it's a good stop, yep.
And you also bought a block of cheese.
I bought a block of six-year-old cheddar. I can't wait to get to the hotel and cut the cheese.
Ah, there it is.
There it is.
That's what we were waiting for.
The birthing kit.
Oh, yes, the birthing barn. It's highly recommended by anybody stopping. Yeah, we don't quite have time to fit that into our schedule today since we're on the way to Suburbs Fest 2024, but that was a great stop. I like that.
The excitement is building as we head towards the Illinois state line. Just the crowd is in a hushed awe.
It's palpable. You can feel it. We will report back as we get closer to Chicago, Illinois. Folks, good point here from the crew as we're heading along in the vessel. We are keeping our eyes peeled for Cybertrucks. And if you see any, get in touch and let us know. Hey, everybody. Patrick here checking in. It's either 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock on Thursday, and we're headed to Suburbs Fest in Rockford, Illinois. We're still in Indiana. We're starting to feel kind of suburban around here, right? Yeah. Starting to see the shopping malls as we get outside of Chicago.
There's a Costco.
Yes.
There's Costco. You're in suburbia.
Perfect example. And one lone wind tower over there. But yeah, we're definitely starting to feel the edges of Chicagoland as we're going to go by the city. But we wanted to bring you another top five right now. And this one is going to be, well, we'll have Mike Wagner outline this one. If you want to go first, you're welcome to.
Yeah, explain the topic first.
Yeah.
You're going to explain that.
I'm going to explain the topic. It is a song that you like or love.
The distance between you're not liking of the band versus how much you like the song. What's the greatest gap?
Got it. Okay.
Right?
That's well said. We'll edit out what I was stumbling over earlier. Note to Patrick. Okay, so great explanation. Why don't you kick us off, Mike?
Okay, I'm going with Oasis because nobody likes Oasis, really.
I like Oasis.
I know. I know I'm offending a lot of people right now, but I don't care. And but Noel Gallagher's interviews are hilarious. Do not like Oasis, but I do love Don't Look Back in Anger. Good song. I'm so jealous I didn't write that song. Such a great song.
Okay, good one. Good one. All right, let's go to the driver, Mike Snyder, right now and put him on the spot. We'll go Mike and Mike this time. What song would you pick, Mike, in that category?
So I don't necessarily love this song. I don't necessarily hate the band. The band is ABBA. And the song is Dancing Queen. So, I mean, I think that's a perfect pop song, in my opinion. As a high school DJ, I played it a lot. And I hear it. If I hear it now on the radio, I definitely do not turn it off. So, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
All right.
And
nice.
And we went to see Mamma Mia.
Oh. Okay, the musical.
Musical.
Okay. I'm going to offer my pick in the all-time top five here, and people may not be shocked to learn that the band I will choose is Genesis, the Phil Collins era specifically. But I really do like and love at times Follow You, Follow Me, the song by Genesis. So I think it's just a great song that kind of builds and builds, and really by the end of it, you're really kind of hooked on it. So that's what I'll go for.
I think there's a hushed awe over RTS land at this moment. Everybody's like, oh my God. Okay.
A revelation, like a wave is spreading across the land. All right, Julie, let's go to you, my middle seat partner here in the vessel. What are you going to choose on this one?
I am going to go with one of my husband's favorite bands, the Foo Fighters. Okay. Who I avoided every concert up until our travels back from the beach last year. And we saw them, and he sang Aurora, which was Taylor Hawkins' favorite song. And it was very moving, and I really enjoyed the song. And there were not any Effenheimers while he was talking about the whole concert. There probably were 100 Effenheimers coming out of him. And I do enjoy him. I do like Dave Grohl on a lot of his projects that he's done. Mm-hmm. Like mothers of musicians that his mom, I think, instigated. And I do like him separate from the band. So that's going to be my pick.
Okay, great.
And somebody told me he was in a band before the Foo Fighters, although I'm not aware what that might be. Oh, that's it, Nirvana.
I do not like that band either. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. Aurora by the Foos. It's a good one. All right, last but never least, Navigator Mulligan. What are you going to choose in this one?
Well, I hope this doesn't cause me to be erased from RTS history.
There is an eject seat, by the way.
Riders on the Storm by the Doors. I just always found the Doors to be bad freshman poetry set to questionable music, but I like that song.
Storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah.
Yes, folks, we're hoping for none of that in no Jim Morrison behavior at Suburbs Fest 2024.
We'll be singing, show me to the next whiskey bar.
That'll be much more common. All right, folks, that was a great top five. We'll check back with you later. I think we are starting to get there. We're closing in on the 100 miles mark. As soon as I said that, we hit a giant backup of trucks. So it's a convoy. Hopefully it won't stall us out too much. We will report back on the traffic situation. Hey everybody, key update. We just passed into Illinois. We are now in the state of which the Suburbs Fest 2024 is being held. We have made it to Illinois. We've crossed over, Virginia. We started in Virginia, we went to Maryland, then we went to West Virginia.
Then Pennsylvania.
Small portion of Pennsylvania.
West Virginia.
Then
Ohio.
To
Indiana. And now Illinois.
Here we are. But still got a little ways on our journey. We're tangled up in the Chicagoland traffic, which is heavy on this Thursday afternoon. But that's a giant quarry to our right, so now we can be distracted. Don't look, Mike. Hey, everybody. Want to report that we're getting closer to Rockford, Illinois, home of Suburbs Fest 2024. The vessel is humming along. Mike Snyder is like a machine. Yeah, Captain Snyder at the wheel. He is unwavering in his attack of this difficult driving situation. The highway is all over the place. It requires all kinds of different skills. Yes. So it's really an impressive display. But we were going to talk briefly about some of the signs we've passed that are also songs, right? What are a couple, Mike, off the top of your head?
We just passed LaGrange, which was the impetus for this thought. We passed Kokomo, which we mentioned earlier. Ohio is a song. Chicago is a song. We saw a sign that said Slippery When Wet, which is the fabulous Bon Jovi album.
That's right.
Yeah, so you got that going for you.
Who could forget Slippery When Wet? I don't know if there's a song called Rockford, but it's possible. We did see a song called
Theme from Rockford Files.
Oh, I love it. There is a song by the Bottle Rockets called Indianapolis, if you know that song. Yeah, it's a great one. Can't go west, can't go east. I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a van that's deceased or something like that. It's all about being broken down. Yeah, it's being broken about being on tour and broken down in Indianapolis and waiting on the garage to fix your van. We will keep our eyes peeled as we head. We're starting to veer west. Is that right now, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting to head west toward Rockford.
We're going east.
It does feel that way. The vessel will not let us down. I have faith in the vessel to take us there. Hey, there's the exit. 355, Rockford, 2 miles.
Rockford.
If there isn't a song about Rockford, we'll write one this weekend.
All right, we just played for you some 70s AM gold. Songs that back in the day we would have never admitted we loved, but we love now. And we started out with Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie. Then it was a request from Bill Mulligan, who was on the transom, as Patrick Foster would say, and he wanted to hear Yummy, Yummy, Yummy from the Ohio Express. Any thoughts about 70s AM gold?
Oh, I was a big 70s AM radio fan. I'd go from just station to station with my big my parents' console, record player combo, radio, those big dials going back and forth. So, you know, back then it was glam, you know, the glam rock. You know, we played Sweet earlier, the Monkees, Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yeah.
That was my, those were my jams.
But, so we were playing stuff that maybe we heard.
Just checking in from the road, we've actually been listening to the crossover show between Carl Amferson and Dr. Bob Peterson. He's got us rocking, rolling, laughing, and crying back here.
We're all over the place.
It's a beautiful experience.
I love it. Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond and some AM gold from these guys. It's helping Mike Snyder ride the waves in the vessel as we face a variety of challenging driving conditions today, to say the least. And Carl and Bob are broadcasting live from
full circle going on here.
The Riverview Inn and Suites, which is where the Stones stay when they come to Rockford, by the way. And we will be there soon. We're on our way. Okay, folks, we are in the home stretch, literally, inside 10 miles to go to Rockford, Illinois. We're that close to Suburbs Fest 2024 kicking off officially, listening to the radio program of Carl Anfison and Bob Peterson, Sonic Side Crisis, today on the crossover episode. It's been fantastic, playing some songs old and new. First off, though, I think all of us here in the vessel want to give a big round of applause to the captain for getting us there. Thank you, Captain Snyder. Woo, baby. Unwavering.
Yes.
Despite having two backseat drivers in the car, yes, he's still pulling us through.
Yes. One he's used to and a new one.
But wonderful job by Mike. We're getting close to Rockford.
And our navigator.
Oh, I forgot. Navigator Bill Mulligan. Thank you, Bill.
Yes.
Woo, keeping us straight on narrow down to Rockford. We're starting to see signs for attractions at Rockford. I believe there's a giant Cheap Trick theme park and museum that we'll have to visit. But I want to say, in addition to that, thanks everybody for a really fun trip. It's been a really fun time. And yeah, it's been great. Much better than jumping on an airplane and, you know, sitting there for 2 hours and getting somewhere. So it's that's right.
Yes.
Split up over 2 days. We've also learned that there is a difference between a laundry hamper and a trash can. That's another thing we learned on the trip.
This was new to me. I had no clue about that. And I followed the leader. He said, Julie,
yeah,
put towels in the trash can.
Every day's a school day, as they say.
Yep.
And big thanks to the vessel for getting us there, the big forward expedition. Pulling us through. Anybody want to offer a quick closing thought, Bill?
Just been an honor and a privilege to ride with you guys.
Well said. Mike Wagner.
Thank you for the safe journey. Lovely. Looking forward to seeing some folks I haven't met.
Yes. IRL.
So here we go.
Julie, any last thoughts?
Thank you to Bill for our Airbnb.
Oh, yes, totally forgot. Thank you very much. That was great.
Which was fantastic and saved us a fortune. And thank you to the driver.
Yes.
And thank you to all the musical wisdom that was shared with me that I will forget once I exit the vessel.
Amen.
But I do appreciate all of it and enjoyed every minute.
It's been wonderful to have you along. And yeah, definitely thanks, Bill, for finding that great spot. It was great. And the Snyders scouting out the brewery last night was really good. And I will say my partner here in the back seat will be thanking the driver a little later in private, if you know what I mean. But we don't have to go into that. As we pull off, Mike Snyder, anything you want to say?
I'm not going to jinx it. We're 6 miles away, but it's been fun and looking forward to seeing everybody soon in downtown Rockford.
Beautiful. We will see you guys. Yes, next stop Rockford and Suburbs Fest 2024. We will see you soon.
Trust to with your voice.
the whole concert, there probably were 100 Effenheimers coming out of him.